This is her job. Katie Johnson Smith, everybody.
Last time I was up here, I talked about my pussy. Not doing that tonight. I'm sorry. I just turned 29 last week, and I got really sad about it. I'm pretty sure my childhood self would look at me now and say, hey, idiot, why aren't we famous? And why aren't we hotter? And why aren't we married? And most importantly, why aren't we listening to the Spice Girls like we defiantly told our mother we would every day of our adult life? To my younger self, I say, we auditioned to play a young homeless woman with one line on Chicago PD last week. We were married and that did not work out. And we are never gonna feel hot enough. And we listen to the Spice Girls sometimes, but come on, there's like a lot of music out there. So back off and stop trying to aggressively convert our friends to Christianity. But really, the younger version of myself is a little bit right. Because at 29, I sometimes feel like I've accomplished nothing. Is life really about accomplishing anything, though? I've wound myself up so tightly and kept myself so high-strung and tried to hold myself to some scheduled level of perfection that sometimes drives me insane. So when I do occasionally unwind, I kind of explode into a ball of self-destructive energy, and these explosions threaten to undo any positive thing I've built for myself. The more I can come into whoever adult me is, the more I repeat this cycle, and the more I realize living isn't some race I can win. And at the end of my life, what the fuck is an achievement going to mean anyway? I'm probably not going to care. Adulting and getting older, for me, is exploring who I actually am and creating stuff I like with people I care about and not really caring what level of fame that may bring me. Adulting is realizing that putting too much stock in how I look is about as hollow as making out with strangers and near strangers in alleys. It's about being in a real two-way street type of relationship where my significant other and I see each other's flaws and know each other's mistakes and choose to stay, not because we are bound by law or God or obligation, but because we want to be with each other, and no human is perfect. There's a lot of learning that comes with growing up and getting older. And yeah, maybe a younger version of me would think I'm a complete failure. But an older version of me would probably say something like, hey, beautiful, we're nowhere near old. We create cool shit. Stop taking our hotness for granted. And please, can we listen to more Spice Girls? Thank you.
Good ass reflections. Spice Girls for